Welcome to the Don't Call Me Midlife podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Alex. We're your coffee-addicted, wine-loving, Amazon-obsessed mom squad.
Think of us as your new besties, but with a podcast. And just like you, we're navigating the Google-defined chaos of midlife while wrangling a pack of boys.
But here's the twist. We're more than just moms and wives. We're on a mission to reclaim our identities beyond motherhood, and we're bringing you along for the wild ride.
Now, we don't pretend to have all the answers to life's mysteries, but we're so good at learning and laughing our way through them.
So whether you're sipping from your trusty Stanley, indulging in an oat milk latte from Starbucks, or raising a glass of Whispering Angel, get ready to hang with us.
Together, we'll keep it real, have some laughs, and remind you that this crazy journey called life is one adventure worth sharing. We are so excited for you to meet our guest today. Her name is Amber Biebelheimer. She's a business mentor, she's a mom of two, and she's just so incredible.
Amber is a productivity, business, and mindset growth coach who helps working women and mom CEOs transform from overwhelmed and overworked to thriving in both business and motherhood. That sounds like our goal too. She's gonna be perfect.
And you know how else she's perfect?
What?
She loves, bone broth, Beyonce, and she's, her word of the year last year was bubbly.
Okay. This is going to be so great.
Lots of bees. Okay.
A ray of light. Amazing. You're going to love her. Let's dive into our conversation with her, Nicole. Yay.
Yes. Coach Amber B. Hey, girls. Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hey. I'm so excited. I'm so excited that our friend Amber is here.
It's so fun to be here.
We've been waiting for this.
Amber, you've been on our mind since we even kind of came to fruition. So exciting.
Ooh, I love it. I am honored to be here. I can't wait. Yes. I've already laughed so hard with you both that my mascara is running down my face. So it's going to be a good talk.
That's amazing. All right. Well, let's get started. Okay. Alex, what's in your cup, my friend?
Okay, I'm super excited, Nicole. Well, it's cold in here in Boston. As you can see, I'm wearing my lake hoodie that I got for Christmas. And I didn't invent this drink, but I saw it. And because it is a protein hot chocolate. So I use it's the frother thing. I use the frother, which I don't do a ton, put some almond milk in there. Then I put protein powder and I put some nut pods, little like peppermint nut pods. It's my new favorite thing. And my kids like it too. So I am drinking that. What are you drinking?
I changed the cup up. Well, here today I have our mug, but I have water, ice water. You know, it's part of my personal goals. So I gotta get it in. You know, if it's in front of me, I'll drink it. Right, Amber?
Okay. That is true. It's funny how that works.
A visual reminder, Nicole. I like that for the new year. Hydrating.
Yes.
So Amber, what is in your cup today?
I love that you're asking this because I'm literally looking across the room at my cup because that is a classic mom move. I warmed up. It's actually broth. I drink after I've had my coffee in the morning and my Stanley is done, the first one of the day. Then I fill up my mug with Kettle and Fire broth and sip on it to get some extra protein and vitamins. And it looks like a coffee mug. So I'm just on calls all day with my coffee mug, but it's really broth, but I'm literally looking at it across the room. So I will not be having it until this is done.
So it's like in your microwave, you mean? Like you forgot to get it before we start. Oh my gosh. We've all done that. Bone broth. I like that. I have tried to do that and I just forget that I want to do that.
Same. Do you do chicken or beef or...
beef broth, Kettle and Fire is the only brand that actually tastes good to me. And they have so many different flavors, a turmeric ginger beef broth. It's amazing.
Oh.
10 grams of protein in a cup.
Does it taste really like beefy?
No.
They
have mastered, they have mastered the taste of broth because I would never, I could be a vegetarian if I could make it happen because it's not my favorite to even eat meat. So the fact that I can drink this broth says a lot.
Ooh, okay. Nicole, I love asking this question because you and I have never said that bone broth is in our cup. Like maybe it will be in the future. Okay. We're going to try it.
Maybe the next episode. Let's do it. I'm going to write a sticky note for, Instacart to deliver.
put our sticky note.
Or I'll forget.
So, Amber, what? So this podcast is, of course, Don't Call Me Midlife. Mm-hmm. Tell us how old you are.
43. Let's get 43. Done with. I'm 43. Okay.
For those, when we first invited Amber to this podcast, mm-hmm. I was thinking, well, she's not even midlife. Like, what? She looks so young. Okay. So if you're watching this, she looks so young. I do not even believe you're in your 40s. So
I don't believe you're, yeah.
Well, what,
your regime is great. What do you think of when you hear the term midlife? How do you define midlife? How do you define it for you or others? What do you think about it?
The word midlife. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. It can go either way, right? So it really can. What I am embracing for midlife is it's the freedom to create your own path. I remember when I turned 40, I for the first time felt excited. You know, like you look at you turn 20, you turn 30 and you think, well, my 20s are going to be this or my 30s are going to be this. And when I turned 40, I thought in my 40s, I don't care what people think anymore. And that's literally how it felt. It's like you got to this point where you have so much expertise and or experience, I should say, and knowledge and past life experience. And it's time to actually have freedom to create exactly what you want it to be. I feel like the word middle can be replaced with whatever you want that life to be. Because it's not young, it's not old, it's whatever you want it to be. And there's freedom in that.
I mean,
free life.
Mic drop. I think that's like, you just, you should be the host of this podcast. So can you just repeat that definition for our ladies again? Because I really love that. And this is what Amber does. She's got these, like, she throws these little things out. Like she doesn't seem like a big deal, but this is a big deal, right? This is like this is something we're going to remember, ladies. So tell us again, your midlife is a definition of what?
Your midlife is freedom to create your own path.
Boom.
And taking out the word middle and replace it with whatever you want. It's mm-hmm. not midlife, it's blank life, whatever you want that to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you could pick a word, would you pick? You're like,
that's getting deep there, Nicole.
Okay.
We need primer on that question. That's a good question. Maybe at the end we all think of our word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. Yep. I love that. We'll circle back to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's try and do that. Well, you do a word of the year, don't you?
I sure do. This year was effervescent. And bubbly. I wanted to just have a overflowing with all the things I love and mm-hmm. abundance and joy and love and my people and just focus on all the things that I'm so grateful for. And I know when we're grateful for things, more abundance comes. So that's been the year, but that was last year. And now going to this year, I haven't quite figured it out. Actually, my sisters and I, we meet at the end of January, every new year, and we uh-huh. have a sister weekend and we have wine and coffee and cheese plates uh-huh. and all the fun things. And we are in our pajamas the entire time with a fire.
Dance parties.
And we exactly breaks into dance parties. And then we figure out our word of the year together. We have time over coffee where we are quiet and we journal and then we share with each other what was great last year and what we loved and what we don't want to do again this year. And we can, you know how you can see when you're with friends or sisters and you can uh-huh. see it, what's for them easier than what's uh-huh. for you. Uh-huh. So having that back and forth is so powerful. So I'll have my new word of the year soon when I meet with those girls.
How long have you guys been doing that?
Probably in the last, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen, you have to check out Amber on Instagram. If you haven't seen some of her girls' weekends or her sister weekends, like I think Nicole and I want to be like an adopted sister in her family because they always look like so much fun. And I love you.
So much fun.
Nicole, maybe you and I should do that because I agree with you, Amber, about mm-hmm. other people see strengths and maybe weaknesses in you that you don't always see, right? And so that's such a good way, instead of us saying, oh, this is my word, like embracing the community or the people that you trust to help you figure out that word.
But I love your word. Your word is more like an adjective than a verb. right? I don't know. Effervescent, yeah. Like bubbly, that it just, it like embraces, like, I don't know the word I'm trying to say right now, but it's not like, things that you would normally hear, like grateful. Yes, you are grateful, but bubbly. It just like, it sounds way more exciting than just yes. grateful. Cause we all want to yes. feel more grateful, but like, you can like bring in the excitement with that. Right. Like, yeah, it sounds like a personal party.
So I love bubble. That. So you guys, bubble's one of those words no one can say serious. I read this as yeah. like a fact. Like you cannot say like bubble. Like you can, it's bubble. It's like one of those words that just makes you happy when you say it. So yeah. if we're having a bad day, we're going to say bubble and we're going to think of Amber.
I love that yeah. so much. I'm yeah. just imagining a champagne glass, you know, the bubbles rising yes. to the top.
Yes.
That's exactly what yeah. I imagine every time.
And you're just floating along, you know, and it's beautiful. It's like not effervescent, opalescent, you know, it's pretty.
Good
and
word.
you always tell people, don't burst my bubble. Like, don't, you know.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Right. We've got yeah. like a lot of yeah. themes, guys. I love this. You're giving us so many ideas.
This is good.
Yeah.
So I first learned, Nicole and I have both worked with Amber as a coach, a mindset coach, and mm-hmm. she has been life-changing. Hearing, you know, the word of the year, what, you know, that was the mm-hmm. first time in working with you that I heard about that. Can you tell us a little bit about your business? I mean, you're a mindset coach. You are a business coach, a productivity coach. Like you are like a friend coach, a life coach. You know, there's so many ways to describe you. Can you tell us a little bit? And your business has burst in the past year. Can you tell us a little bit about your business, what you're doing now, what you're excited about, and almost how you've seen your business change with the women that you're working with, you know, and how has it evolved?
I love that question because we're always evolving, right? Everything we're doing right now is the next mm-hmm. step that's taking us down the path to our next move that we're going to make. And all the things in the past have been stepping stones to get to where you are now. And ultimately, what I've seen and experienced for myself and my closest friends and my business colleagues and clients, I started to realize that strategy and planning and all the things I love, organization, are so important, yes, but unless we have that holistic approach, that whole life approach of thinking, how does this impact my family? How does this impact my kids? How does this impact me as a person? And if we don't have that with it, it's just a grind. It's just, you're on the hamster wheel. You're checking off the boxes, doing the work, which we all can do and love to do. We are go-getters, all of us in this room right here. But I've realized that a few years ago when I was making a shift in my business, I really wanted to prove that it is possible to be successful in business and have my family surrounding me, and we have a beautiful family life. And that's something I'm not willing to sacrifice. And I had seen so many conflicting images of just all in the world of, if you're going to be successful, you have to just focus on that. And that's all you need to focus on. And don't worry about the family. They'll be fine. The kids are resilient. That's what I kept hearing. But I started shifting and seeking out mentorship and from other women that to see that it is actually possible. And that's what I want to do for women too. So my business has really shifted to be able to help women be productive and effective and efficient for a reason, so that they can do what they're meant to do and thrive and be lit up with their work and actually enjoy time with our kids, time at the dinner table, just like I know you love to do. And I have two young boys. They're just turned 7 and 9 a couple months ago, and I don't want to miss a minute with them. I want to be able to set our 5-year vision. When I set my 5-year vision for my business, it is not just about business. It is also about where I want my family to be and where I want my life to be. So those all together make that business plan come together. And that's how things have really shifted. And I've seen that in clients too. Just when they come to me and they say, okay, I want to make a plan. I want to figure out where my business is to go. I say, great, let's do that. And where do you want your life to be in 5 years? What do you want that to look like and feel like? And you just see like the weight just like a deep breath, like the weight comes off. There's so much relief when we as women can take that pressure off and really think through that you have so much power in your decisions every day, in where you're headed, in deciding where you want to be is going to help. It's going to get you there.
That was a big mindset shift for me, because I know you answered that. You asked me that question. And a couple weeks ago, Alex and I were talking about goals, and I looked at some things that I wrote down, and it was one of the things that we talked about. And I have to tell you, that is the like number one thing that stuck, and it was the family dinners, because you're like, well, your kids are, you know, your oldest is going to be in college. Like, what do you want your next 4 years to look like? And that was one of them. And it was like one of the best things that I ever did for my family.
Oh, I love that. That makes me so happy. And you did it too.
She did say that. She did. Do you find, Amber, that, you know, I remember when we worked together, when saying something like that, it sounds easy, but it's actually the hardest work that you have to do, right? Because, absolutely. And do you find that as a challenge amongst your, you know, clients? I feel like probably, and just asking about your clients are probably, you know, more of people that are starting their own business are more of our age, right? Because our time is a little bit more freed up. And like you said, we have the freedom to create our life. Do you find that most of your clients are in midlife and that proposing the challenge of thinking about your life and your business holistically is hard?
Yes, it's hard. I think at this stage too, you're right. Most of my clients are in this stage where we get to a point where we realize, oh, I get to do something I want to do. I get to use my skills and the things that light me up. And I have this whole new life ahead of me that I didn't even realize. And it's so exciting. And I think the hard thing is that it feels, one is that we maybe don't know what we like. We don't know what we want. We don't know. We haven't really had, if we are just kind of getting to the point where now we have some freedom and time, that means our kids mm-hmm. might be getting a little bit older, and we realize we're not in the thick of it anymore when they're really young. And you kind of forget what you want or like or need. And even mm-hmm. it's kind of a rediscovering of ourselves as we're starting that business too. And it's really exciting.
Yeah. Do you find that women are anxious with their free time? And they're like, well, what am I going to do?
Yes.
I remember being in my mid-30s, and I had a friend that she's 5 years older than me, and her kids were around the same age. But mentally, she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with the second half. And I didn't understand at like 36 where she was, because in my mind, we're the same. But mm-hmm. to her, I mean, obviously, like being here at this point in my age and looking at where I was, like I couldn't. It's not that I guess I couldn't relate. And it's, I mean,
we can't relate to free time. Yeah.
Right. What is that?
Yeah.
What is free time?
Yeah. I mean, it took me a little while to figure out what direction I wanted to go in. And I think having mentors like you and friends like Alex really, really helps. So I think what you're doing is amazing.
To have women that support that mm-hmm. in you too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, have you seen like the people that, like you two together, are you really mm-hmm. support those values in each other, and you want each other to succeed, but you also want mm-hmm. each other to succeed in a way that feels good to you mm-hmm. in your soul, right? Like if either of you needs a day off, I'm sure you encourage each other to have time off, right?
We understand last minute things for sure.
Yes,
for sure. We do,
but we're always pivoting. Always,
we pivot. That should be our word for 2024.
Yes.
Amber, when you asked me a question that still rings true to this day, it's like, what brings you joy? And it's this concept that Nicole's also talking about. And I was like, joy? What? Like, I literally had to call my best friend and ask her the same question, and I had no idea what that was, and I feel like now that we come into more of our midlife, thinking about what is joy and not putting so much pressure on ourselves. I think I was putting too much pressure, like it had to be some big thing, but it's really like taking a walk with your dogs, right? That was one of the things for me. Or, you know, listening to a 5-minute meditation or calling a friend, you know, maybe do you find like a lot of women put this pressure on themselves to like, it's almost like have to fill the free time too, or feel guilty. Like, what if I just want to watch like Selling Sunset for an hour? Like, maybe that brings me joy too.
Right.
Do you find that women put this pressure on ourselves no matter, you know, what we're doing? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We all do. And I think that's something that it's so ingrained in us that we have to watch that and adjust when it happens, because it's going to probably keep happening where we start to feel that pressure. And when we think that we have to be so busy all the time and we have to hit these goals in order to prove XYZ. And I think teaching women how to be productive with a purpose, not productive so that you can do more, but productive so that you can have more free time. And I love that question. I remember asking you that, Alex. That was so fun. And just been seeing, like, you're like, I don't know. But now you've
maybe we need a refresher. Right?
And it's so good because you did. You sought out what brought you joy. And that is a question I ask everyone on a call is, what is something you wish you had more time for? A person or something that you wish you had more time for? And that question is so telling. Sometimes it's a date night. Sometimes it's watching Selling Sunset, or sometimes it's walking, just sitting outside in the sun more. Like, it could be so, most of the time it's reading. People say reading all the time, but just remembering that we need, that's not me either, but I'm really happy for you that it is.
Yes.
But we need that. We need that reminder over and over again, that permission. We need to give ourselves that permission to enjoy life just like we want everyone else around us to. We need to take that ourselves too. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries. Boundaries are important, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, it's a hard like lesson to learn, to embrace, to follow through.
And you're thinking about like probably a lot of your clients, mostly, you know, if you're starting your own business, probably you're a little bit A-type to begin with, right? So I think it's like, we're hard on ourselves, and setting those boundaries are hard. Or what is a boundary? Like, I had never heard of a boundary before I worked with you. Right. So I think that's hard. I love your holistic approach to how you approach your CEOs. I was just listening to a Mel Robbins podcast, and something that Nicole actually sent it to me. And what she said in it has stuck with me for the past month is wellness needs to be part of your business plan. Right. And that's exactly what you're saying. And I never realized, it was like, work harder. I need to stay up till 1 a.m. I need to be doing more, 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 more. But if you're not taking care of yourself, it's like what I say in, you know, in fitness and health and wellness, if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else, right? So how do you approach that wellness, whether it's physical wellness, mental wellness, with your clients?
And I always say that we are our biggest asset in our business. Because if we aren't taking care of ourselves, the engine behind the business is going to stop, and it's going to stop the things that are moving, especially when we're running things mostly on our own too. And I think you're right. There can be so many different things with the wellness, but really ultimately when you dig in and you think through that question of what is it that I wish I had more time for, or a person, a lot of times that kind of shows us what we need to. Is it, I need to move my body more? Is it, I need more connection with people? Mm-hmm. Is it, I need to feel better in my body? Is it, do I need to slow down? Do I need that meditation and some journaling and just like space? I remember last year, so many times I would just tell my husband, I just need time to think. I need time where no one's asking me questions.
That's rare, right? Unless it's like 1 in the morning or 6 in the morning.
Exactly. Right? And so that's a good way to figure out what it is. And a lot of times we think, and you're right, type A, like I am the same way. And so we can think, okay, well, I need wellness too. So I'm going to do X, Y, Z and this and this and this. But starting with thinking inward and personalizing what is the most important thing that's going to help me feel refreshed and energized and being the person that I really want to be today. And sometimes that just might be time to think, or it might be a walk outside. And adding that in your calendar, when I'm planning for people and doing 90-day plans or coaching them through what their strategy is, we always mm-hmm. include self-care, because if we don't mm-hmm. have it, it's those mm-hmm. actions aren't going to probably get done because we're going to burn out mm-hmm. or we're going to just not be super excited about our schedule too.
Right. Yeah. I love that. I think the part of self-care, I think you and I are good about that, Nicole, wouldn't you say?
I think so. I mean, I've definitely gotten better over the years for sure. But yes, self-care is top priority. And I think my family knows that now.
I love that. That's a great boundary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you find that people, and this is something, it's a I'm asking for a friend question. If you have someone that comes to you, right, and you mostly deal with women, right, who is such a, you know, a go-getter, right? Because that's all your ladies, right? I have these big dreams. I want to do this. I want to do that. And do you find, how do you coach your clients on building the life you want backwards from your goal, right? Because we all want to do a million things. But sometimes when you sit down, you have to build your business backwards. What do you want your life to look like? And that goal, fortunately or unfortunately, may have to be shifted a little bit, right? Like, I would love to write 5 cookbooks. I would love to have, you know, go on this and this and this, but that's not humanly possible. So how do you set realistic goals, and how do you build that and promote that balance that you're talking about with people?
Ooh, I love that question. I get so excited. Okay. So there's a few steps that you can put into place to make it happen.
Yeah.
And like you said, ultimately we want to look in the future, kind of lift our head up from the weeds a little bit and look forward to, I love 5 years because I love naming mm-hmm. what age my kids are going to be in 5 years, because that shifts my perspective.
Oh gosh.
So I don't fast, like doing that. Right? But all of a sudden the things that matter most bubble up, right? When we mm-hmm. say that, we're like, oh, but I want this. And I hadn't been thinking about that. And so looking first there, where you want to go, what you're doing, and then working backwards from there, looking towards a year of what needs to be done and to feel like I'm moving towards that goal, and then breaking it down even smaller to, let's say, the next 90 days. I love planning 90 days for people at a time because it's bite-sized, but also actionable and you can see results. And when you're looking at 90 days, think of what your capacity is first. So I always love putting in holidays, birthdays, special date nights, all girls weekends, or maybe my husband travels a lot for work. So the weeks that he's going to be gone, I try, if I know, put them in the calendar first. And then I put my action steps towards my goals on the weeks where there's holes that I can, where I have the capacity to actually do it. And that helps me take the pressure off of those weeks when Mike's traveling and the kids are going to be sick and everything goes haywire because we're going to have those weeks. I know, uh-huh. well, I set myself up knowing that I don't have to do much this week, but I know next week I'm going to get these 3 huge steps done and it's going to move me towards my goal consistently over time.
That's mm-hmm. so smart. It helps you just not feel like you're in the weeds, you know?
Yeah.
And if you've worked in a restaurant, you know what that lingo is you just can't catch up. You know, you're
yes.
just running around like a chicken with your head cut off. But just knowing, you know, that like, oh, next week I have built-in time for this. So I'm not going to stress out about it.
So building like it's sustainable, right?
Yeah.
Building something sustainable, right? Because we tend to get so excited about things and then we get ourselves in a little bit of a pickle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
I'm not speaking from experience.
Right? None of us have ever done that, right?
No.
But
no.
knowing when it does happen, that's okay. We can learn from it, right? We just make mm-hmm. an adjustment and know, okay, next time I have XYZ on my calendar, I know I'm going to need to expect less from my business that week, and that's okay. And when I have XYZ space in my calendar, I'm going to hit it and go hard that week too.
Right. And this amazing. Also pertains to people that don't have their own business, right? It could be,
absolutely.
It could be just a mom, a woman, you know, just looking at the seasons of your life almost and figuring out when you can give a little bit more, when you need to pull back. And I think that's an important part, I think, of anyone's just life and, you know, in general, and realizing what so your true. Capacity is at different seasons of life and being okay with that. So I love
that's
that.
So true.
Yeah. Aww. I think this would even be great for somebody taking care of their parents, like as a, as a caretaker, you know, I can see that working. Like, you're not a businesswoman, but you have your own children, your own life. You have all these other things that you're juggling. And so I think you could help anyone.
That's so true. That. And when you have a lot on your plate, just knowing you don't have to do everything all the time. And just prioritizing what
we all laugh right. like, yeah.
I know. We're like, yeah.
Yes, we do. Just kidding.
Yeah. Now, Amber, you help so many others, right? And a lot of what we all do, whether it is health and wellness, it is, you know, fashion, it is mindset, there's so much mindset that goes along with this when you're working with clients, right? At the basis, I think, of success, and I believe this, is mindset. You have to work on mindset before anything else. When you're, you know, it's tiring what you do, right? How do you personally, how have you evolved with your business and as you've gotten older, learned to sort of separate, you know, work and business and how to take care of yourself? Because I know all three of us, we love our clients, like, you know, and we can get like emotionally entangled with them. That's just the way we are. How have you learned, have you gotten older, to sort of separate that and how to take care of yourself?
That's so good. Well, it's always evolving and it's always shifting, because you're right. When we have such a heart of serving our clients and we love them, we want the best for them, it can feel so natural as givers to be wanting to give all the time. And so really keeping an eye out for where I can set boundaries and then practicing those over time. And then I'll probably need a new boundary 6 months from now or tomorrow. And just watching for those areas where I start to feel, if you're trying to set some boundaries, looking for where you might feel some resentment or discouragement a little bit, those are really great opportunities to put some communication boundaries in place. Or for me, it's, I actually take an Instagram break every weekend, sometimes just 24 hours, sometimes a whole weekend, depending on what season in my business. And I've done that forever. Ever since I have been online doing any sort of business, I just make sure I have to take 24 hours where I actually delete the app and go off of it for, I know, but I delete the whole thing because my thumb knows to grab it if it's not deleted. So I have those boundaries in place. And I also know too that, at night, I love working at night, actually. I'm a night person. And so I over time have figured out that I really need to have one night a week, at least one or two maybe, where I'm up working because I love that time of night. But then the rest of the nights, I'm with my family, or maybe I'm just by myself, just watching TV, and that's okay. Just having like those boundaries of knowing not to work all the time have been really helpful for me to put in place.
It's nice to hear that you follow your own advice.
I try, for sure. Yeah, I actually have a page in my journal that says things I tell clients to do that I should do myself. Because all of us do that, right? We all, both of you are giving amazing advice every day to your clients. But how often do we just give it all and then realize, oh, I really actually should do that myself too. So I have a little journal with, every time I tell someone something and it sparks a little something in my brain that says, oh, I actually need that too. And I write it down and kind of coach myself that way.
Yeah, but you're so good. You talk the talk and you walk the walk. And I think that's why both of us respect you so much, you know, as a friend, as a woman, as a mentor. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're doing, like exciting things that you have. If our listeners, ladies, want to reach out to you, it's, you know, let us know what's going on in your world that you're excited about this year.
Well, just in time for the new year, I am so excited and could just scream from the rooftops about this. My planner and journal is,
we like that.
It is so exciting. This has been 3 years in the making to put this planner and journal together. It is 3 years of coaching women through productivity and how to plan and how to have everything we've been talking about today, just a life that feels good, but also moves us in the direction that we want. And so I've created this planner and journal together, and it is a daily planner for 90 days. And every day you have a specific journal prompt and your daily plan plus productivity tips through the whole thing to help you make it happen. Just like I'm sitting there next to you, helping you guide you on how to plan your day and your week, while also making sure you have that mindset work with those journal prompts. So you can grab that on my website at coachamberb.com/journal. And it's perfect time for the new year to get those goals in place.
And then what's your Instagram, Amber? We've already gotten it because we love planners. We are planner whores, probably. We love it. Same. I can't wait to use it. I love that. I love how you describe it like I'm sitting next to you, right? Because that's what everyone wants. We want to be able to have that one-on-one coaching. And then what's your Instagram so we can find you?
It's also at Coach Amber B. My last name is Bibelheimer. Nobody can pronounce it or spell it. So we're going to go with Coach Amber B. Easy to find.
And you also do one-on-one coaching, as we've mentioned. She does group retreats. So if you're looking for a community, Amber does everything. She is just one of those people you just need in your life, right?
Yes.
You need in your life. She creates a community that matters. And she is one of the most genuine people. I've cried with her. I've laughed with her. She knows both Nicole and I are deepest, darkest feelings, you know. I was going to say secrets, but not really secrets, you know, she's one of those people that you just feel instantly comfortable with and makes you feel good about what you're doing. And so Nicole? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. No, I was going to say right. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. Yes, I feel all those things about Amber. But Amber also has her own podcast.
Oh, right.
Yes. She does not forget to mention your podcast.
Well,
Thanks for reminding me. That's so true. Momentum Restart Podcast. I will have to have the both of you on there soon for sure, because this has been so much fun. But you can check it out in the meantime. And also you can check out my other Instagram page with my business partner at Restart Collective as well, for in person if you want to meet up sometime and get some business strategy going.
We love Jennifer too. We know Jennifer. And
absolutely.
All of us met sort of doing online businesses. So it's pretty fun, the connections. And I think, I'm thinking of so many more questions I want to ask you, but okay. We'll have to do part two with Amber. We'll have to do part two. Okay. So this is our favorite time to do unsolicited advice time. So Nicole, what time is it?
It's my favorite time. It is unsolicited advice time.
Okay, unsolicited advice for women in midlife is to be brave enough to ask yourself what you want, what you like, what you need, because it's the perfect time to start doing the thing that you've always wanted to do. You have the knowledge and the experience that has brought you to this point, so don't waste it. Go for it.
Believe in yourself, right? I love that.
Right.
Okay, I think my advice would be today, find people that light you up. Find people that believe in you, maybe on the days where you don't. Find things that light you up, right? Because that is what is going to keep us going. That is going to bring that joy. And if you, sometimes I'll speak particularly to owning your own business. We know it can be hard. It can be challenging. It can be lonely. So Amber was one of those first people that I met. And I wouldn't be here having this podcast without her. So find those people and be a little bit vulnerable. I've said this before, be willing to be vulnerable. I know that is not a strength of mine. It's a challenge for me. So hit that head on and find those people that you can love on and that can love on you.
Amazing.
Okay, Nicole, you're up. Good luck.
I mean, that's a tough act to follow. Jeez, maybe I should just keep it light.
Do something.
Buy Amber's journal.
Yes.
Buy Amber's journal. Drink bone broth.
Start there.
Yeah, be
Amber.
Take all
Amber's advice.
Be bubbly.
Be Amber.
Drink bone broth.
Yes. No, I think in midlife, you just, you have to find, like you said, you have to find, and sometimes it's not easy. And whether you seek that out in someone like Amber, listening to a podcast, gathering ideas, maybe from Alex and I, or maybe even just seeking out a therapist just to dig a little deeper and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Love okay. that.
That's awesome advice. All right. I love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Thank you so much, Amber.
Bye.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Don't Call Me Midlife. We hope you had as much fun as we did.
Absolutely. Your support means the world to us. If you're just waiting in the carpool line, don't forget to follow the show. And if you're feeling extra spicy today, leave us a rating and review.
Before we part ways, we've got a special invitation for you. Join our newsletter to stay in the loop with all things midlife magic, bonus content, and more.
Head on over to the show notes for how to sign up. We can't wait to keep the conversation going.
And of course, remember, in the whirlwind of life and motherhood, don't forget to fill up your own cup first.
You're extraordinary, and your journey is worth every moment.
Until next time.
Cheers.